Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him in person. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We have a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, from dreaming to startup to growth to divestiture, wherever you are, we have something you can read or listen to or watch. There are hundreds, thousands of pieces of different kinds of content that will help you with your small business. Donald Jordan is our guest. Donald is a new friend. And he's the author of Happy Lightning, one of his novels. He's written more than one. And it's all about somebody. Donald, thanks again for joining us, by the way. This book reminds me, your novel reminds me of the old saying, life is what happens when you're making plans.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
You talked about listening in the last segment, and I really want to develop this segment around trying to find a way to leave something that people will care about, that after you're gone, people, you know, that it will matter that you were here. And I think about that a lot myself. And I hope that, I like to think that, that's one of the things I'm conscious of, Donald. When I'm doing my work, I want people, I'd like to think that maybe I mattered, my life mattered. And you talked about listening to yourself, and I like that. Another word that I've been using for a long time now, somebody taught me this 30 years ago, and that's the word availability. And so you said listen to your heart, listen to your passion, listen to it to you yourself. But I'm going to also say when you listen, make yourself available to what you hear. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a good point. I think that I write, and I think there are literally hundreds of thousands of people who have an urge to express themselves that way and don't feel capable of doing it. I would encourage everybody to do some of that at least, because everybody has a story. And I think as we grow older, we do have a desire to leave a legacy that will count. But we have to believe, too, that all of us count. I don't think we would be here. We do matter.
Right.
I don't know that leaving a business, as I have developed over a period of years, matters that much, though.
But it mattered to your customers that you helped, didn't it?
I think it matters, and I really do believe.
You have employees?
Not now. Fortunately, I have been.
But you have had.
I have had.
Okay, you made a difference to them and to their families.
Yeah, I was in general construction, and at the age of 21, I had about 100 guys working for me.
See, this is, Donald, this is what I'm telling small business owners all the time. They do matter. Small business owners do matter, because they matter to their families, their employees and their families, their customers and their families. Small businesses matter individually, and small businesses matter in the aggregate.
That's a good point. In fact, I get a little bit of pleasure from remembering, from time to time, an old employee will tell me that he remembers getting a job and having something to do when he needed it, and so I guess that's a kind of legacy too. But in any event, whatever your position is, you can always find a way, some time, and perhaps a little money to help those in need. And I believe that's the main thing in life.
And that's what you do overtly, no question about it.
That's right.
But you know, Don, I don't know about you, but I have a number of mentors that I've worked with and for over the years that I still quote them. And I know who said what. I don't always say who said it because I just don't. It's not maybe not important at the time, but they didn't know they were being my mentors.
Yeah.
My point is they made a difference to me, and they weren't trying. They were just being who they were.
That's right. I had someone recently to thank me for what I had done for them, and I said, I don't remember doing anything. They said, well, you gave us a lot of work.
Exactly. No, that's exact. And see, this is why I tell small business owners, you wake up in the morning, you know you're going to have a rough day, you got to make payroll, the check's not going to be there, you got to call the banker, or whatever, and you wonder, what am I doing? And I tell them, you make a difference. So did Neil Austin, your protagonist in your movie Happy, in your novel Happy Lightning, did he make a difference? He wound up making a difference.
He did make a difference, but it was not as he expected. He was in business, and he was trying to extricate himself from that obligation and do something more contributing. But in the end of the book, he has a transformation, and he finds that those legacies are not the ones he really wants to leave. And the legacy he finds that he does want to leave is available to all of us.
Right.
Read the book to the end, and you will know how Neil learned.
Yeah, we're not going to do a spoiler alert here, folks. But what I liked about what you just said was that it wasn't what he thought. What his life was turning out wasn't what he thought, and what he wound up doing that was so special, he didn't realize that that was what he was supposed to be doing. That's what I mean by making yourself available.
Yeah. You know, Henry Ford said that he was happier when he was a mechanic. A great number of very wealthy guys toward the end of life find that the very best thing that they have ever done is leave all their money to good causes. So
yeah.
It's not all money that we should be about.
If you can't be happy with money, if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff.
Right.
Hey, Donald, I need a website. You got one?
Yes, it's DonaldJordan.net.
DonaldJordan.net, folks. The book is called Happy Lightning. It's a great novel. Hey, Donald, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.